imagine that.
I free all my sons.
I love them, baby.
Black diamonds and pearls.
Could it be if you could be mine? We both shine.
If I
welcome back in the Morning Hookup, man. Having a great time on a Monday. Hope your week's off to a great start. Some people who spoke's week weren't off to a great start. After you hear us in the comments, we've got some on the mic stuff coming up that will pull some audio. And it's just audio that kind of makes you go, huh? What did he say? Or what did they say?
Yeah.
You've got a couple, don't you?
Well, the first one is Brent Venables.
Boy, I heard this, and I'm like, what? I think he, by the way, you know that he is always a guy that's, like, on fire, right?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Always. Always.
New coach down in Oklahoma. He must have had just some press conference for fall practice or anything. And he was asked about, I guess, recruiting. And here's what he had to say.
But I know this, there's a lot of flaws in taking a commitment, making a reservation, and then going to go doing your thing. How can I manage a roster or who else I need to offer if I got nine guys committed, but they're going to Bama and Georgia and LSU and A&M? How can I manage? How can I take commitments? I don't know what my numbers are. I don't want a guy to commit. Do not commit. Like, hey, coach, I'm ready to commit. Hey, buddy, here's what commitment looks like now. Okay, I want to make sure that you know that you know that you know that you know that you know. So I say, will you marry me? You say yes, and we get married. Okay, huh? And then we start off on the right foot. Not like I dated four or five women, and all of a sudden we feel in some kind of way. You know, is somebody going to actually show up on November 30th?
It's different.
I kind of get what he's saying.
I do too. That's the thing.
Like, don't jump on. You know, don't jump on board with us if you're, like, still thinking.
Yeah.
You might be gone.
I think he said a lot of things.
You're still courting other teams. You're dating other girls still.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, all right, hey, let's get in a relationship, but it's not it's like not just you and I. I'm still, like, looking over here. I'm still window shopping.
Right.
If you're going to jump into bed with us, you stay in the bed.
Yeah.
Okay?
I think
I get it, but the way he said it.
I think, his demeanor was different.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
It's like almost as if he was having one of those Adderall highs, and he was
if you ever watched him on the sidelines when he was at Clemson as the DC there with Dabo, it was a lot. They were pulling. He had the pullback guy on him.
Really?
Yes.
I think he said a lot of things that coaches want to say, that they've been wanting to say, but it's a weird thing to admit and talk about, like, for instance, like we just heard. But I understand it. Like, if you're a head coach and you have a guy committed to you,
mm-hmm.
and he continues to take visits at other schools,
he's not really committed.
You're like, well, what are
hey,
you doing?
We're gonna get married. We're gonna get married. Don't commit.
Right. It's it's these guys, these players, they want attention, right? They like going on many visits because it's attention from all these other coaches and schools. And yeah, as a coach, you got to be frustrated because a commitment is a commitment, but that's changed over the past few seasons. That doesn't mean much.
It's weird, man, but the way he got there was like, shabba shabba wah, huh?
Yeah, going to saying we're married, and then he says straight up, you know, what did he say here? He said,
do not commit.
Like, do not commit.
Like, sounded like he doesn't want you to commit. Well,
if you ain't not ready to commit, what does commitment mean?
I understand.
I don't think I don't think kids these days, like in that situation, know what the commitment word means.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hell, just look what happened the other day. Ashley Williams, 4-star.
Yep, got courted down to Auburn.
D-end. Committed to Nebraska. You're right. He goes on a visit down to Auburn, and hello, he just decommitted. Yeah, yesterday, I think, is when he did it a couple of days ago.
Yeah, we'll have to ask Brian Munson about that tomorrow. I don't think he's going to be surprised that it happened.
No, I don't think so.
To tell you the truth.
Yeah, I mean, that's what he said last week, especially because we're looking at other edge rushers who might be better. You know, in that case, I get it, why guys are decommitting, you know. But when you have a guy committed and they continue to take visits, as a coach, I understand why you get frustrated at that. It happens so much nowadays. That commitment doesn't mean what it did 10 years
that
ago.
Was so funny, though.
And
who else you got? You got something else?
Yeah, well, you know, we're going to talk Bill Russell in the second hour. Of course, rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Bill.
To a legend. But I just wanted to bring this back when he was at the, I believe it was the NBA Awards.
This is one of the greatest things ever because, now set it up.
Yeah, so he's on the stage with a ton of other, of these other legends, and he's kind of pointing at every single one of them. He's counting them. 1, 2, 3, 4. And then he said something after he did that. So he's counting right here.
I would kick your ass.
Did you say who they were?
No. Do you know who they are?
Where's the video? Do you have it?
I've seen
the video.
I recorded that. I don't have the...
Let me look. Let me look, because I remember. It's like all-time great centers, by the way.
Oh, sure.
He looked at all of them. Oh, man. Where's that video? Sorry, I got to find it.
Yeah, I don't remember who was exactly standing there, but what a legend.
So it's one. I'll tell you who they were. I got it right here. That's Kareem, Jordan, Shaq, David Robinson, Dikembe Mutombo. As he's telling them all.
And he said,
I would kick your ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got the room just lit up. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Rest in peace.
We're going to talk a lot about Bill Russell coming up.
Yeah.
We will. We're going to talk about Bill Russell in about 20 minutes or so, and just what he meant on and off the court. Obviously, we'll talk about accolades on the court, but there was so much other stuff and so many things that he either lived through or became the first to do. And legend, man. Like a winning legend.
Yeah.
Maybe the best winner of all time. When you come and compare to look at it.
Yeah.
Major battles with another big center, Wilt Chamberlain.
Mm-hmm. You know, a little programming update. We usually have Evan Bland on today.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
But, you know, he's down to practice and doing the open media as well. Actually, go to his Twitter page. He's been posting a lot of good videos of practice today. So he's not going to be joining us today, but he will be on with us tomorrow at his usual time, 9:20. So we'll have Evan on and then Brian Munson in the second hour.
Ooh, going to be a big time show.
Yeah, you're right.
Going to be a lot of shows, some baseball talk, football talk, some recruiting talk. So, good stuff. I mean, that was quick.
Yeah.
On a Monday?
We're going to reset the Hoiberg interview.
We're going to do that. Like 10:20. 10:20, we'll reset Hoiberg if you miss anything. And then if you did miss the interview in its entirety, you can go to ESPNLincoln.com and go check out the podcast on it, man. It was really good stuff. Really good stuff. And, again, special thanks to Coach Hoiberg for doing that. Special thanks to Henry T. For lining it up. And hopefully more to come with Coach. So, all right, but after the break, when we come back, Will time. What's trending at 10?